Hi, this is Rebecca Shissa Marshall from the University of Georgia with another session about dealing with stressful times. We've been talking about tools to help keep you in the present moment. In the first session, we talked about using the breath as a way to come back to the present moment instead of getting lost in the past and future thoughts. And in the second session, we talked about using the sensations in the body to do the same thing, to steady the mind and be here in the present. So you may have noticed that as you're coming back to the breath or coming back to the body, that the thinking mind is very strong. We use it a lot in our culture, and it's what we rely on. What we've been growing in the last few sessions is what's called the observation mind or the observing mind. This is the part of the mind that can watch what's happening without getting taken away in the river of thoughts. So today we'll learn another tool for being in the present moment and for growing the observing mind. And this practice is something that allows the thinking mind, it gives it something to do. So it's a simple practice, and it's just basically repeating some words along with your breath. It's called a gatha poem. And so I'll offer a few words for you to say silently, repeat silently to yourself. And first there'll be quite a few words, and then we'll shorten it down. So if you get lost and your mind is off thinking again, it's okay. You can always come back to the breath, come back to the body, or just come back to saying in and out as you breathe in and out. So finding that comfortable position for yourself that you've been sitting in, whether you've been sitting in a chair or sitting on a pillow or a cushion, or if you've been lying down, sitting against a wall, you can find lots of different ways to find a place of ease for your body. And as you come to that position, begin to bring your awareness to the breath. So breathing in, noticing the sensations at one of the places that we've talked about before, the edge of the nose, or the chest as it rises and falls, or as the belly expands and contracts, just noticing how it feels to breathe. And as you continue breathing, begin to settle into being here in this moment. And I'll repeat a few phrases for you. I know I am breathing in. I know I am breathing out. I calm my body and my mind. I smile. I dwell in the present moment. I know this is a precious moment. I know I am breathing in. I know I am breathing out. I calm my body and my mind. I smile. I dwell in the present moment. I know this is a precious moment. Just continue repeating those phrases as much as you can. It's not about getting it right. It's just about giving your mind something to do. I know I am breathing in. I know I am breathing out. I calm my body and my mind. I smile. I dwell in the present moment. I know this is a precious moment. And then we'll begin to shorten those, just giving, again, a small anchor for our mind. So I'll repeat the phrases in a shortened way. You can use those to repeat silently. In, out. Calming, smiling. Present moment, precious moment. In, out. Calming, smiling. Present moment, precious moment. As your mind begins to wander, which it will, again, kindly and gently bring it back to those words, to that poem. And even if that is too much, you can make it more simple. In, out. Just every time you breathe in, say in, and every time you breathe out, just say out. Just coming back to the breath, in and out. And then even seeing if you can let go of the in and out, just allowing there to be silence and space in the breathing. And then taking one last long, slow inhalation and exhalation. Coming back to the body, feeling the sensations in the body and the sensations in the breath. And then wiggling your fingers and toes and stretching and moving the body in any way that feels right to you. And that's the practice of just using a mindfulness poem to come back to the present moment, to come back to being here, and allowing our observation mind, our observing mind, to grow. So I'll see you again for our next session for how to deal with difficult and stressful times.